Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Well, good morning, Michael. It's good to see you finally race the inn. It's 6:31. You're with Tom and Mikey at Joy 94.9. It's Thursday morning.
What a beautiful morning to be alive, Thomas. It's weird. I'm sitting on the other side of the desk this morning because I'm late.
I like this side because this arm here is actually blocking half your face. You've never looked so attractive. Never looked so nice this time of the morning. Look, we're so lucky we have our apprentice, Lukey, today. Hello, Lukey.
Good morning, guys.
What are you touching my knobs for? Creepy Andy's over here. Yeah, I had to have problems. You went here.
Yeah, I had problems.
Yeah.
Well, I know you've got problems. What were your problems this morning?
Well, I didn't know what knob to touch.
Yeah, I know. Andy's just done it all for you just then. I've been watching.
I've had a tough week. I'll tell you what. Mama DJD. No, you know what? Let me. You've been able to vent for the last 20 minutes.
I know exactly how your week's been. I've been speaking to Mama DJ. She was that exhausted from having to make your bed, cook your dinner, make sure you got out. She had to leave the state, the country. She left the country.
Hey, Tom, as I was writing this segment up, this is what I wrote in brackets. So I say, Mum left the nest to go on vacation in Bali. Tom then replies, you know she's going because she needs a break from me, right?
But that's so true.
Because I know it's true.
Mama DJ and I, you know, we talk very often about you. We're very concerned. Yeah,
I know.
You're concerned. Very, very concerned.
So I've had a tough weekend. I've been an adult for a week. It's been like a trial, which has been really exciting, I'll tell you what. And I've done a host. I threw a dinner party, also known as just boys came around to have a drink. But
So you had a dinner party. So basically you ordered pizza and the box is still sitting next to the bin somewhere with hanging on dirty cheese.
It's like a dinner party, except we didn't actually have any dinner. It was just drinking. But
I've been to those dinner parties. That
sounds like a Friday night for you. Yeah. Anywho, I thought it was a very good week for me to trial out being an adult, and I think I did a really good job of it.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've done all the chores in the house?
Well, what kind of chores are we talking about here?
Did you make your bed this morning?
Yes, I make my bed every morning.
Did you wash the dishes from last night's dinner?
Yep.
Or are they still in the sink, dirty?
No, one's in the sink, but it's drying, but it's a pot that I cleaned. Mm-hmm. I made pasta last night.
Did you collect the mail and organise and make sure all the bills are paid?
You've got to collect the mail?
Correct. You've got to go and collect the mail. You've got to make sure that bills come in, they get into proper sections, remove the stuff that's no good.
Well, no, Mum can do that when she gets home, right?
Just leave it in there. That's all right. So what about, did you vacuum the high traffic areas? You have to do that daily.
Really?
Of course you do. People are walking dirt in from the front street. You've got to make sure you vacuum your high traffic areas daily.
We have a cleaner coming today. Does that count?
No. Did you clean the kitchen counters, wipe over the stovetop after you finished?
I cleaned the counter, didn't do the stovetop.
Did you clean up the spills? Because you definitely would have spilt something down the front of the cupboard and on the floor.
Yeah, no, got those.
The only thing in my house you don't have to clean is the floor because we own three dogs. Whatever you drop on the floor is
fine.
Pick it up. It's all okay.
At least clean it for the dogs. They've got a bit of hygiene.
Did you take the trash out, remove the compost, do the recycling?
Yes, because it's trash day today. Didn't know that you don't put out the recycling bin and the garbage bin at the same time.
Well, the recycling will come fortnightly.
Oh.
So if you either have a green, like normal hard waste every week, and one week will be green and the next week will be yellow bin.
Question for you people, because you live in different areas to me, we're completely polar opposites. They downsized our garbage bin to these tiny little things. Did they do the same for you?
Everybody now gets a little bin. So then you get a bigger recycling bin. So the whole idea is not to be put rubbish.
But we're not even supposed to recycle anymore because China's not taking our recycling. Isn't that right?
That's a whole new one. Hey, look, that's just daily chores. We haven't gone into your weekly chores. Did you mop and clean all areas? Did you do the laundry? Did you mop?
No.
Did you dust? Did you thoroughly clean bedrooms, which includes toilets, the bathrooms, shower and mirror? Did you attend your refrigerator? You've got to clean your refrigerator out, throw away all the old stuff.
Weekly?
Make sure it's rotate. Weekly.
No, you don't.
You put cream in there that only lasts 5 days. You've got to make sure it's recycled.
I do have to throw out the pasta sauce.
Wipe down the kitchen cabinets, appliances, and place close attention to the handles where dirt always stays.
Oh.
because people don't do that. It's filthy gross. See, now, if your mum's away for another week, you've got monthly chores. It just keeps going.
What's a monthly chore?
Well, you got to wash your mattress and your pillow covers and
wash
stuff
your,
like that.
Wait, well, you don't wash a mattress.
Don't you have a mattress cover over your bed?
I've got a bed warmer, you know, like the electric blankets. You know, one of those. You can't wash that, I think, because it's
You've got to wash down your baseboards, your things, light fittings, washed over your ceiling fans. That's your monthly chores.
Okay, so I wash sheets. I did that.
It's a weekly chore.
Okay, so I did a monthly chores in a week. That's a good job, right?
All right, can I say, so Mikey has been home taking care of himself. Mama DJ and I have been taking an account of all the things you've done. Out of a score of 100, you got minus 10.
Thomas, I found an article for you that you're going to absolutely adore. It's so far up your alley. This public toilet has caused quite the stir amongst the news sources, and it's a public toilet in Wales in a place called Porthcawl. The town council is coming. They've met together. And, you know, most town councils, they've got big issues, you know, crime rates and I don't know, whatever town council, I'm not a part of the town council. And one of their issues that they found was that too many people were having sex in their public toilets. So what they've decided to do...
Well, you know, I can understand that. I mean, Wales is cold. You're not going to be doing it out in a park bench. You need somewhere out of the weather. I can understand. Yeah.
Well, they've gone ahead and they want to ruin it for the people, right? They're going to spend £170,000 on brand new toilets. Let me list a couple of the features.
£170,000?
£170,000.
So, like, gold-plated urinals?
That's what I'm thinking, right? I think it's going to wipe your own ass. What does it do? Here's some of the features. The whole toilet is self-cleaning. Now, I assume that's not cleaning you. It's cleaning the toilet itself. Like those ones we have in Melbourne. It's got weight-sensitive floors to make sure only one user is in the cubicle at all times.
Hang on, but that what happens if, like, you've got a parent? I would have taken my children in. I wouldn't send them into a bathroom on their own.
That's what I was thinking as well. Here's the side effects, right, and the sensors that detect violent movement. Here is what could happen if the sensors do go off.
So when they find any antisocial behaviour, as in, like, two people in the toilet, some heavy breathing or movement going on.
Exactly. Yeah. You've got to sit still when you're on these toilets. The cubicle's inhabitants will be doused with fine jets of water. The doors will automatically open and high-pitched alarm will sound. Imagine your daughter or son needs to go to the bathroom. They're a toddler and you take them in and it feels 2 footsteps and it starts dousing.
So basically the council's thinking, if I want to have sex in a public toilet, what they're going to do is squirt me with water, throw a lot of loud music at me. It sounds like Friday night at the Peel. I don't understand what they're on about. I don't have to pay $10 cover charge. I could just go to Wales public bathroom and have my own dance party.
You know what's really stupid about it?
I don't think they're turning people off. They're going to be turning up. It'll be underage raves happening in every public toilet.
They want the people to stop having sex in toilets to clean up the neighbourhood, right? But by doing that, they're drawing attention to people having sex in a toilet if they do decide to do it, because the doors open up and it's a show for everyone to watch and the noise goes off. It's insane.
Wakey, wakey, Melbourne. It's time for the spiel with Chris Eales.
Chris Eales, please give us a spiel. We're very high tension this morning.
We are. Let's just change tack for a little bit and talk about something completely ludicrous.
Please and thank you.
Overnight, an 8-year-old boy has been arrested in Germany for driving a Volkswagen down an autobahn at 140 kilometres an hour.
How old?
8 years old.
How the hell does an 8-year-old know how to drive a car?
I have absolutely... Well, this
I'm
is
actually
the thing.
Quite impressed.
So I was quite impressed. Number one, I was like, a Volkswagen Golf doing 140, that's quite impressive to begin with. True. The thing didn't fall apart. But, okay, he was arrested at 1 o'clock in the morning. So what was he doing driving around at 1 o'clock in the morning on the autobahn? And his mother said that despite his young age, he'd had some experience driving cars on private property, wait for it, and also regularly rode bumper cars.
Oh, well, so
it's all okay, I guess.
How
I
does he
know.
Reach the pedals, first and foremost? I can't even reach the pedals in my car.
Absolutely. I used to let my children drive... They used to sit on my lap because we lived in the bush, and we all learnt to bush bash and do that.
Bush in the car.
Well, that's what we used to do. Cars used to fall apart. We used to just bash them through the bush until they fell apart,
and or hit a tree.
When hit a tree, then you'd have to deny to your parents that you've left it down the bottom of a paddock. So you'd cover it with branches.
I can't relate to that either.
But yeah, I don't know. I just think it was incredible that this happened. Also, he did this in an area of Germany that's very highly populated. Like, it's Nordrhein-Westfalia. He put on the hazard lights and put a little triangle sign in front of the car because he was tired and waited for someone to come and find him.
Oh, look, that's really nice. I think we should bring that little bugger over here, because I tell you what, there's some people on the Melbourne freeway that could be taught to drive by an 8-year-old.
Yeah, I reckon.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.